Welcome to this introduction to Echo, brackets, Every Cold-Hearted Oxygen, at the Royal Court Theatre, written by Nassim Soleimanpour and directed by Omar Elerian. The show addresses themes of protest and oppression under the Iranian regime and is recommended for audiences aged 12 and up. These notes are designed to support audiences with sight loss, providing information on relevant visual elements of the performance, which lasts for approximately 80 minutes without an interval. Information from the Royal Court's website tells us, Iranian playwright Nassim Soleimanpour and director Omar Elerian push the boundaries of Soleimanpour's signature unrehearsed cold reads to the next level. A new performer takes to the stage at every show without having a clue of what's going to be asked of them. Unrehearsed and unprepared, the script becomes their guide as they journey through the story of the playwright connected live from his flat in Berlin, or is he? Can we really know where or when we are? Echo asks us to confront what it feels like to be an immigrant in time as much as in space. Fusing technology with the oldest tricks in the book, Echo is an experiment in concept touring for the age of climate crisis, an ambitious, magical, and uncompromising production where no one travels, yet everybody can be present. As mentioned, a different actor will take part in each performance. A performance schedule with a brief description of all the actors performing is at the end of this information. Echo began as an innovative project exploring how a theatre show could tour internationally without physical travel. The concept involved scripts that could be read by anyone, anywhere, to create a touring show using streaming technology, allowing performances to connect people across different times and spaces. In creating a play for someone else to perform in a different place or time, writer Nassim Soleimanpour weaves a narrative that makes him a time traveller, capturing echoes from his past, aiming to make them resonate in the present. Nassim is 42 years old and has light olive skin, intense dark eyes and strong brows. He wears small round glasses with black frames. His jaw is lined with stubble and his dark wavy hair is short at the sides and a little longer and fuller on top. Themes relating to immigration and displacement, Iranian culture, and reflections on the experience of living in a liminal space that is both past and present run through the narrative throughout. The nature of the present, and what exactly that is and means to us, plays a large part in the performance, and there's often a deliberate ambiguity about whether something is live or recorded, so confusion and questioning what we're witnessing is part of the experience. The setting is simple, occupying the black box backdrop of the main stage of the Gerwood Theatre downstairs. There's a large plain writing desk on the left of the space, with a single chair pushed up to it so that someone sitting at the desk faces us. On the table in front of them is an open laptop, and nearby, an envelope with the words, "My Other Me," written on the front. To the left of the desk is a small tripod. Directly behind the desk, against the black backdrop, is a large gauze screen about 3 meters wide and a couple of meters in height. A smaller screen, about a meter square, is just above. To the right, further forward, in line with the desk, is a taller gauze screen that's narrower at a couple of meters wide and reaches up from the floor to about 4 meters in height. And finally, a few meters in front of this screen, is a Persian rug, a couple of meters wide and a meter deep, with a floral design in reds and dark blues. On the screens, we view video calls from Nassim seen from the neck up, and of people in Nassim's story, including his wife Shirin, who has shoulder-length dark hair and large dark eyes, and Echo, his small, fluffy white dog. The video is in the style of footage taken using a mobile phone or tablet. The various locations we're taken to on screen often appear through a door Nassim opens in his flat. As well as his flat in Berlin, where we begin, we also visit his flat in Iran, a government waiting room in Iran, and a frozen lake in Sweden. At other times, various screens are filled with a close-up of the actor's face. The tall screen is used slightly differently, occasionally showing white text on a black background. The text appears as Nassim types. Sometimes the screen shows abstract images, like a close-up of the wooden panels of a white-painted door, or video of a journey on foot through busy streets in Iran. Occasionally during the performance, Farsi is spoken, and for most of those moments, English subtitles appear at the bottom of the video frame. Occasionally during the performance, Farsi is spoken, and for most of those moments, English subtitles appear at the bottom of the video frame. Nassim's writing is sometimes read by the actor from the laptop on the desk, but the actor also wears an earpiece and is fed lines to say by the stage manager. Before we begin, video of the audience taken by the stage manager just outside plays on the central screen. It shows the audience members as they pass the red walls just outside and come into the auditorium to take their seats. Text at the top of the tall gauze screen reads, "We are whispers from the past, fading into the future." Light on the screen makes it semi-transparent, revealing the blurred shadow of a single empty chair placed behind it that waits for the actor. The creative team. The lighting designer is Jackie Shemesh. Composer and sound designer is Anna Klock. Creative technologist and production designer is Derek Richards. Dramaturgy is by Kirsty Housley. Director of photography is Katya Rivers-Pinson. Location recordings, Axel Litschke and Lotte Salzstedt. Set fitting is by Jorge Andres and Katya Rivers-Pinson. The writer is Nassim Soleimanpour and the director is Omar Alerian. Performance schedule. Friday the 27th of June, 7:30 p.m, Rhys Shearsmith. Saturday the 28th of June at 1:30 p.m, Sanjeev Bhaskar. Saturday the 28th of June at 6:30 p.m, Daniel Kaluuya. Monday the 30th of June at 7:30 p.m, James Corden. Tuesday the 1st of July at 7:30 p.m, Dominic West. Wednesday the 2nd of July at 7:30 p.m, Lolly Adefope. Thursday the 3rd of July at 2:30 p.m, Nish Kumar. Thursday the 3rd of July at 7:30 p.m, Millie Alcock. Friday the 4th of July at 7:30 p.m, Mel Gedroich. Saturday the 5th of July at 1:30 p.m, Simon McBurney. Saturday the 5th of July at 6:30 p.m, Juliet Stevenson. This is the end of the audio introduction to Echo, written and recorded for the Royal Court Theatre by Miranda Yates. If you have any questions or need further information, please contact the General Manager by emailing Rachel Dudley, that's RACHELDUDLEY, at royalcourttheatre.com.